Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, yesterday afternoon, did the news that Dick Smith was finally pulling the plug on its 300-plus stores come as a surprise to you?
Sadly, no. I was unsurprised. I kind of was expecting it, because when they brought in the receivers in January, having after their Christmas sale, I just felt that they weren't going to be able to trade out of difficulties and they weren't going to be able to find a buyer. So completely unsurprised by the news.
Now, Dick Smith himself, although he's been out of the business for years, has been very critical of the retailer's growth strategy, saying their utter greed destroyed a very good company. Why is that?
If you think the original Dick Smith was actually selling electronic components for hobbyists and dabblers and what have you, and the company itself over time moved into consumer electronic goods, and that particular market is very well served. There are a lot of big players in that market. And so he feels that they were competing in a space that they probably were never going to do well in.
And did it seem like they were still attempting to grow the stores into other markets right up until the end?
More or less, yes. Yes, they had plans to open up more stores. They were expanding. Unfortunately, their product lines and the goods and services that they were actually selling weren't what people wanted to buy at prices people were prepared to pay. But the number of stores opening had increased very dramatically. And, of course, when you have a growth strategy, you've got to finance it, and you've got to finance it by selling stock, and that's just what they weren't doing.
So is it indicative of a larger problem for the so-called brick-and-mortar retailers? More and more consumers are going online. So was it a problem specific to Dick Smith, or is it a larger problem in the marketplace right now?
I think there's two things going on here. One, there is a lot of online competition coming in for all stores, which is, generally speaking, good for consumers. But I think Dick Smith's problems were really mismanagement, management decisions, strategies that had gone wrong. So the actual problem at Dick Smith is sort of self-induced, but there is a broader issue about online competition, which all companies have to really deal with and have to remain very nimble, and those companies in the electronic consumer space especially so.
Well, again, unpacking that, and I find this quite interesting, Professor, that you've looked at this in the past. When it comes to an Australian company like Dick Smith, and we look at it from a policy perspective in terms of the Australian government, should the Australian government, if anything, be doing anything to protect these Australian jobs, Australian retailers, from the likes of competition from overseas?
I think the government needs to be looking at Australian jobs to the extent making it easier for people to get a job, get to change jobs, reducing regulation and taxation and those sorts of things. But I think in terms of creating barriers to trade and online business, that would be a mistake.
Mm.
So there is this balance here between making sure that we've got a good education system, that we've got a good industrial relations system, that people can find other jobs, that there are other jobs available to them. Those sorts of things, yes, but sort of more old-fashioned protectionism, I would certainly be arguing against that.
So, by and large, ultimately, we've got Dick Smith saying that Harvey Norman, maybe they should be watching their backs next, but from what you're saying there, it seems like the failings of the company were largely their own and perhaps not indicative of the other businesses should start sweating just yet.
I think the other businesses should always switch to make sure they're doing well for themselves and their customers and their shareholders, but I don't think that Harvey Norman and JB Hi-Fi and those guys should be worried about the same problems that Dick Smith had.
Mm. Well, Sinclair, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one. Obviously, a bit of a disappointment for Dick Smith employees, but not entirely surprising, you would have to say.
No, not at all.
Do appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you so much.